You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Well, let's check now the weather forecast with the guys up at Earth Risk Technologies. They're in Chicago, Illinois. Mark Russo is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, tell me about this weather forecast, and when you get through most of it, can you check out next Tuesday? Because that's our all-day outlook, and kind of like to have good weather then.
Well, in this epic winter here that we're having from an extreme cold and snow standpoint, the odds do not favor good weather here for next week. But first things first here, Todd, this pattern that stated has been with us here throughout really the entire winter season. It started back in November, and that's basically persisted up until now. It shows all signs of continuing into March as well. And we've been stuck in this high amplitude jet stream pattern. It's only been a few weeks here and there of short duration, you know, 4 to 5 days within a week where we've had some moderation, but then you go back cold again. And we're done with our previous kind of window of moderation, and colder than normal temperatures will continue here for the next 2 weeks.
So next Tuesday, chances are we'll get snow and rain or ice or all the things we've been expecting.
Well, watching some of the computer model guidance here is projecting a storm system in the Midwest around the middle part of next week. As it looks right now, I would say it actually is more so to impact things on Wednesday versus Tuesday. But
okay.
We'll keep a close eye here for you.
Okay, now turn your attention to South America, because I think some of South America got some really big rainfalls over the weekend.
Yeah, they did, in the areas of Brazil as well as Argentina, which has been getting rain. The focus has been on Brazil, particularly southern Brazil, and Mato Grosso do Sul down to Paraná and Rio Grande do Sul. That area has been on the dry side over the past month, but we've seen an uptick in rain activity recently, and it looks like those active conditions will continue, thus boosting soil moisture reserves for the soybean crop that continues to go through late flowering and pod development.
No, so your contention is that it's not so much rainfall that it is detrimental to the crop, but that it is improving conditions rather than making things worse.
Particularly in those areas of Paraná down through, and Mato Grosso do Sul down through Rio Grande do Sul. There's areas in like Mato Grosso where they're already harvesting soybeans, where the rain activity is disrupting harvesting. So that's the one area where these rains are a bit more problematic.
Any other places around the planet that we need to check in on before I let you go?
Yeah, we're watching dryness evolve across Indonesia, Malaysia, beginning to impact their palm crop. And so that's an area that needs to be watched here, as that area has been below normal precip over the past 4 to 5 weeks.
Hey, thanks so much. We do appreciate you taking the time with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Glad to be here, as always.
Mm-hmm. That is Mark Russo. He's with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can hear it again on our website at WILLAG.org, part of Illinois Public Media. Don't forget to dial in and call you in for your tickets at 217-333-7300 for the all-day Ag Outlook. That is Tuesday, March the 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You have a great afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.